Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the third parak of Maseches Yoma. Today we are learning Parak Gimel Mishnah Hey and Parak Gimel Mishnah Vav. Since the previous Mishnah, Parak Gimel Mishnah Dalet, mentioned the daily bringing of the ketores, of the spices on the Mizbeach, the Mishnah here, Parak Gimel Mishnah Hey, is going to discuss when this ketores was brought all year round. It says the Mishnah, ketores al shachar haisa kareva bein dam le'ivarim. The ketores, the spices of the morning, were offered between the throwing of the blood of the karban tamid shalom shachar of the morning karban tamid and the burning of the limbs of the morning karban tamid. Shel bein ha'arbayim bein evarim lanesachim. But the ketores of the afternoon was brought between the burning of the various limbs of the afternoon karban tamid, the karban tamid shel bein ha'arbayim, and the offering of the nesachim, of the various libations, the various flour and wine and so on that are brought with the karban tamid shel bein ha'arbayim in the afternoon. The Mishnah now is going to make a special point when it comes to the Kohen Gadol's immersion in the mikvah. Says the Mishnah, "Haya Kohen Gadol zaken o istan," as if the Kohen Gadol was either old or he was particular about making sure that he was nice and clean, and he could not. He was very sensitive, I guess would be the proper word, and he could not necessarily deal with the cold water of the mikvah. Mechamin lo chamin, they would heat up the water for him before Yom Kippur. Umatilin l'sochatzon, and they would cast it into the cold mikvah water on Yom Kippur, gedeisha tafig tzinasan, so that it would lose some of its coldness, that it would be comfortable in the water. The water did not heat the mikvah water to such an extent that this would necessarily be considered cooking. It merely took the edge off the mikvah's coldness, made it a little bit warmer and more comfortable for him. Continuing now, Parak Gimel Mishnah Vav. Now, after the Kohen Gadol performed the regular daily avoda of the morning, like we discussed in Mishnah Dalet, he then prepared for the avoda that were special only for Yom Kippur, and for those special avodas, those special aspects of the avoda that were only done on Yom Kippur, he would then change from his gold garments into his white garments, as we're about to learn. It says the Mishnah, "Heviuhu lebeis haparva uvakodesh haisa." They brought him to the mikvah on top of the house of parva, like we discussed earlier, which was in the kodesh part of the beis hamikdash, the azara. Persu sudden shall butz beino lebein ha'am. Once again, they would spread a linen between him and the people that were there. Kidesh adavaragul v'fachad. He would wash his hands and his feet, and then he would remove his gold garments that he had been wearing. Rabbi Meir Omer. Rabbi Meir says, Pashat kidesh yadavaragul, that he first removed the gold garments, and then he would wash his hands, and then he would wash his feet. But as the Bartanura says, the halacha is not like Rabbi Meir, namely, he would first wash his hands, and then he would remove the gold garments that he was wearing. Continuing in the Mishnah, Yarad v'taval olav in estape, he then went down into the mikvah, immersed himself in the mikvah, came up from the mikvah, and dried himself off. Heviulo big de love, when they brought him the white garments that were worn for the special parts of the avoda that were unique to Yom Kippur. Lavash v'ki devya devaragul, he would put them on, and then once again he would wash his hands and he would wash his feet. Now we just point out, as the Tosfos Yontif points out, the Tanakam and Rebbe Meir actually agree that the second act of washing was done after the Kohen Gadol was fully dressed, because the Torah teaches that a Kohen must be ready to perform the Avoda immediately after washing his hands and his feet, and not have to dress himself at that point anymore. Quick review, Parak Gimel Mishnah Hey taught us that the Ketores of the morning was, generally speaking, on a regular day, brought between the Zrika Sadam, the throwing of the blood in the morning, and between the burning of the limbs of the karban tamid shel shachar of the morning karban tamid, whereas the ketores of the afternoon was generally brought between the burning of the limbs of the karban tamid shel bein ha'arayim, the afternoon karban tamid, and bringing of the nesachim of the afternoon karban tamid. Then the Mishnah taught us that if the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur was old or he was sensitive and he could not deal with the cold mikvah water, so he would heat up the water before Yom Kippur, and they would basically shoot it in to the cold mikvah water on Yom Kippur, so that it would lose some of its coldness, that he would be more comfortable in the mikvah, because he's going into it so many times, he should be at least somewhat comfortable on Yom Kippur itself. Then the Mishnah told us that once he did the karban tamid, the morning karban tamid, They would bring him to the mikvah on top of the Beis HaParva, which was in the Azara. They would once again spread the linen between him and the people. He would, according to the first Tana, the Tana Kam of our Mishnah, he would wash his hands and his feet, and then he would remove the golden garments. Or Meir said that he would first remove the golden garments, and then he would wash his hands and his feet. We pass like the first opinion, he would first wash his hands and feet, and then remove the golden garments. And then he went down into the mikvah, immersed himself in the mikvah, came up from the mikvah, dried himself off. And they would bring him the white garments that were worn for the Avodah on Yom Kippur, and he would put them on, and he would wash his hands and feet once again as he prepared himself to do the Avodah of Yom Kippur. Have a great day.